Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Dugout Debate Podcast. With a lull in the World Cup action over the last couple of days, Chris and I thought we'd have a quick chat about how it's all going. And just for fun, we've brought some friends along for the ride. With me, Sam, a Liverpool nut and a specialist in football knowledge from 96 to 2010. But of course, he's a Liverpool fan, so he's not that specialist. Hello, Sam.
What's up?
On the other end of the line, we have Jack, who's mad for London Irish and straight up insane for supporting Arsenal. Hello, Jack.
How you doing?
This week, we'll have a chat about the World Cup so far, and I've also produced a little quiz for the lads. So, guys, we enjoying the World Cup? Chris, what's your assessment of it so far?
Yeah, I think it's been an absolutely fantastic tournament so far. To have seen 146 goals in 56 games is absolutely nuts, and it took however many games it was for us to finally have a 0-0. You normally get one of those straight away, so I've been really enthralled by all of it, and it's been completely different to how I would have thought it would have been. Being in Russia, I thought it was going to be a slightly damp squib of a World Cup with not as many fans travelling, etc., but I've been proved completely wrong.
Absolutely, I agree with you entirely. It's been nice and fun. Jack, I think we had a conversation just before the World Cup started that I didn't know what my favourite World Cup was and that the pool that I had to choose from was only quite small considering I only really started watching in 2010. This has definitely been my favourite World Cup of the three that I've now watched. What about for you?
Yeah, it's different. We were seeing big teams getting knocked out quite early, and we're seeing different teams actually competing going all the way through. It's nice to see teams like Croatia and even the host Russia actually playing good football, but also getting through to the quarterfinals. So it's a nice change.
Yeah, and Sam, what about you with your specialist knowledge ending in 2010?
I can only really echo what you boys have said. This is, yeah, it's been definitely the best in recent memory, having grown up with all the World Cups since 98. Yeah, this is by far the most different. And, you know, with all the upsets and everything in England going so far... touch wood, they go even further. It's been, yeah, pretty remarkable.
We will just caveat this with the fact that we're recording after the last 16 has been played. So, you know, it might all go very downhill, but of course. Sam, what about your favourite team? Who have you enjoyed watching so far? They can be out as well, don't worry.
Well, the first match of the knockout stages, France, were just electric. So good. I think going forward. Good. And equally, I mean, not Uruguay were very similar with the game after that. And
I said one team. Yeah. One.
Mate, it's got to be two.
You can't say every team left, mate. One. Chris, what about you?
I'd say my favourite team has been Brazil. There's something magical about watching the Samba boys play football. There's something magical about the yellow shirt and the fans going mental in the stands. But as well, they've done it on the pitch as well. They obviously suffered badly at their last World Cup on home soil. But yeah, they've really pulled it out of the bag and looked like the real deal this time.
For me, the Samba boys don't look quite so much the Samba boys, to pick a dance out of my head from random. I think they're more the Cha-Cha Slide kind of guys. they're very, very, very routine, very rhythmic. There's not quite so much flair as there was before, but it works, you know.
Yeah.
It's good dancing. So, you know, yeah, I think they're the most balanced team. Jack, what about you?
Yeah, see, I agree with you. It's always enjoyable to watch Brazil play. But for me, I was upset that Japan actually finally lost. They looked like a good team and they were playing good football. And I was actually quite upset that they finally did lose. They were the team that I was enjoying the most when it was coming up to the World Cup, really.
Nice one, niche. I like this already, Jack.
Yeah. When they
went. Yeah, no, it was a good match, that Belgian game.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go a little bit further down the line. What about favourite young players? Jack, who do you think? Who's inspired you?
Well, the obvious choice has got to be Mbappe. He looked unbelievable in that final game. And he completely ruined Argentina on his own. So personally, he's got to be, well, it depends how you're choosing your young player, but for me, it's got to be Mbappe.
You've chosen. Yeah. You went niche for your favourite team, and full on mainstream with your favourite young player. I'm disappointed, Jack. Sam, what about you?
Well, yeah, I'll definitely echo what
Jack just said.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, he has been the standout for sure. But given how young our team is, I mean, everyone in our team, apart from the older Gary Cahill stuck in the back there, but
so, just to clarify, you've picked the entire England team other than Gary Cahill as your favourite young player.
Jordan Trippier has been really good.
Jordan Trippier. Yeah. Jordan Trippier.
Oh, what's his name?
Kieran Trippier. Yeah, Kieran Trippier, but he's not that young. Chris, what about you?
Of course, I wrote down Mbappe because he was going to be good, but I thought I'd go a little bit more niche with mine. I went Breel Embolo, who plays for Switzerland. He's a young striker that also plays for Schalke in the Bundesliga. He's only 21 and he went for 20 million back in 2014, and he already has 29 caps for the Swiss. He's got a little bit of Origi about him from the last World Cup, which I hope he doesn't go on to have quite as bad a club career afterwards. But yeah, he looks an exciting talent to me, and I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for him for the rest of the season.
I think it'd also be nice to... Sorry, Tim. It's nice to give Rashford a shout out as well. I think he had a nice impact when he came into it, and obviously being an England fan, I think the penalty he stepped up with was pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, it was good. Going back to Chris's Bielambolo, Jack, I think you can echo the sentiment. Like, yeah, back in 2014 when he was really decent on Football Manager, yeah, but he's just done nothing in this World Cup. Chris, that's a shoddy answer, and that's the end of that. Chris, in that light, I'm disappointed in you, but who have you been most disappointed by in this World Cup? Which team?
I've got a list of them. So the obvious
one's
Germany, but I'm going to steer clear of that. I was disappointed by Iceland because they did so well in the Euros before. I thought they might give slightly more on the big stage. Admittedly, they're only a small country and have such a small pool of players, but I really enjoyed what they brought to the Euros, and I'd hope that they might be able to do something similar in the World Cup. But briefly, I just need to give a shout out as well to all of the African teams. I thought Senegal, Nigeria and Egypt were all really disappointing to go out in the group stages as well.
Yeah, Jack, what about you?
It's got to be Argentina, doesn't it? Messi's arguably, from my perspective, the second best player in the world at the moment. And they've got an unbelievable team. That's what I mean. And they've got an unbelievable attack, and the choices they've got at attack is crazy. And for them to only just get through their group stage and lose to France, personally, I think they were quite lucky to actually have a competitive game against France, but they didn't look good. And Messi's goal, the one goal that he did score, was unbelievable. Only Messi would probably score that sort of goal.
It was stunning, wasn't
yeah,
it?
How he
took that and made it, like, he didn't even break stride. It was just so fluid.
That's what I mean. Like, the one touch, and then just to finish it the way he did was unbelievable, and it was so Messi-esque. But for Argentina, they've just been poor. They've not had that creative person in midfield to help them drive the team, and they've been very disappointing this World Cup.
I agree. Sam, what about you?
Well, I disagree with you, Jack, there saying Argentina.
Really?
I think given the past couple of World Cups, they've never ever shown up to a tournament.
They did get to the final of the last one, mate.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
Okay, Sam, that's the end of your answer. Well done. Chaps, I'm just going to quickly run through my answers to all those questions. Enjoying it? Yes. Favourite team, Croatia. Favourite young player, Milinkovic Savic from Serbia. Most disappointed by Spain because they were just impotent against Russia. And what are your opinions on VAR? Chris, we'll start with you.
Yeah, well, as we know from the previous podcast we did, I'm a massive fan of VAR, so I'm glad that we've managed to see it at the World Cup. It's been good, but there's been a few blips as well, with it taking a long time out of games, and I've been slightly annoyed at them not making decisions in the actual booth with the VAR team. I think they need to be a little bit more decisive. They've asked the referee to come over and have a look at the screen on the side of the pitch a few too many times when it's obvious from one or two replays that we've seen on TV, and they've got about 80 screens in front of them that they could make a decision quickly. But yeah, I think it has worked well, and I like the fact that the game has still been able to go on while they've checked things as well. So I think it's been a big hit.
I do agree with you with getting the ref over to the screen is a bit of a farce, but it also makes it sort of its own drama in itself, and I think that makes it really fun.
Yeah,
it brings it back to sort of tennis when everyone's clapping, is it in or is it out, try versus no try in rugby. I think it's the bit of drama that VAR sort of needs, so I'm happy to keep it. But I agree that more executive decisions can be made for the things like the Henderson yellow card. I don't really know. Oh, they're what was his name? The Colombian number 5, whatever his name is, who got the yellow for headbutting Henderson. You know, who told the ref to give him a yellow? I don't know where that came from. I assume it was VAR.
Yeah.
The VAR guys don't have the cojones to have given him a red when it was a red, and Hendo probably should have been sent off as well.
Yeah, later
but also. Exactly, and I also think that VAR has stunned me by how well it's done compared to how in the English game we saw it going in the isolated FA Cup matches and etc. I think it's actually done very well. Obviously there are kinks to be ironed out, but I thought this would be a VAR No, it doesn't really work. A VAR farce, the whole World Cup, but it's actually worked pretty well. Sorry, Jack and Sam, I'm not going to bother asking you because you weren't on that podcast. Right, let's jump into the meat of this episode. We're going to be doing a quiz. We're going to be doing a World Cup quiz, okay? I'm sure that some of the answers you'll get immediately, so it's going to be a race to sort of say it first. Sam gets the unfortunate handicap that he's right next to me, so I might not give him all the points he might deserve. So the first round we're going to do is going to be, I've called it Quick Fire World Cup Quiz History, but I don't really mean that because it's not very quick fire and it's the biggest round of them all. But yeah, regardless, you can't see my screen, can you, Sam? Or at least
no,
you're not
good,
you're not looking
in the mirror at the back
there. Oh yeah, except, yeah, we have mirrors everywhere. Anyway, right, so are we ready, chaps? It's literally going to be first to say. I have got actually a little score sheet. I'm going to get that up now. See, I
prefer serious
podcasts
stuff.
As long as it's not the podcast of niche sports, and then then Chris does loads more than I do. Right.
Are we going to go to VAR if it's a close decision, Tim?
We can do. I have got actually five men on the roof of my apartment block dressed exactly the same as I am. Just in case we've got any controversial decisions, but I'll probably just give you a yellow card or something.
I'm glad you've taken precautions.
Right, so I've got my spreadsheet up, which automatically sums the total. Right, so round one. Do not be looking at my screen, you filthy.
I'm a bit upset that me and Chris aren't there as well.
You filthy person. No, it's all right.
I need every help I can get, to be honest.
Okay, so some of these I back you all to get. Some of them we might be struggling for a while. Okay, so first quick one. Which team was the first winner of the World Cup?
Uruguay.
Okay, Uruguay. Sam definitely won that.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that.
Right, so yeah, Sam's finished his quiz for the day. Who is the top scorer in all World Cups?
Fontaine.
Ronaldo?
No. Müller?
No, closer.
No,
closer.
Chris got it. Yeah, well done, Chris. Right. These have some options. I'm going to list them, and the first one to get the right answer gets the point, okay? So it's A, B, C, or D. You can give me the letter, you can say the number, whatever floats your boat. Okay, so what is the highest recorded attendance at a World Cup final? Is it 100,000, 125,000, 150,000, or 175,000?
A.
C.
Yeah, it was C.
B.
You see, 150,000. It was at the Maracanã in 1950. Is it the Macarena?
Wow.
You can do the Macarena right now as a punishment for that appalling knowledge. But yeah, there we go. Right. Which nation has attended every single World Cup since its inception in 1930?
Germany.
Brazil.
Yep, there you go, Jack. You finally get a point.
Woo!
I'm just going to accept your first answer. I think that makes it easier. So don't shout out two or three. Right, which host nation was the first to be eliminated in the group stage of its own World Cup?
Spain.
Nope.
France.
Nope.
South Africa.
Yes, well done, Jack.
Woo! Oh, shout, Jack.
Yeah, nice one. Okay, so there are... How have we done this? Ooh, there's actually a fourth point on offer in this. So there are 4 points available for this question. The first point you will have to sort of answer, you have to race, and then the next ones you can just keep saying countries until we get there, because I think it might take a while if we don't do that. Okay, so which team went undefeated in the 2010 World Cup?
Spain.
Nope.
Switzerland. Netherlands.
Nope. It was New Zealand.
Oh, really?
So none of you got a point for that. And they do have the New Zealand Football Association, I think, bought out a film undefeated in 2010, and it basically just shows the story of all the matches that they were undefeated in.
That's right. So New Zealand.
That
big
is
up
quite
the
New
White.
Zealand. It's not quite the new
All
it?
Blacks.
Yeah, it's not the All Blacks thing that's on Amazon at the minute. All or nothing, but
yeah.
All Blacks. Anyway, so this is going to be testing your knowledge. 8 years ago, in New Zealand's group, who were the other teams that they drew against? Just start firing countries at me, because this is going to take
Switzerland.
Otherwise.
Spain.
Nope.
Poland,
nope.
Czech Republic.
Nope.
Germany.
Nope.
Argentina.
Nope.
Brazil.
Nope.
Serbia.
Uruguay.
Nope. Nope.
Croatia.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Peru.
No. Right. The first two are in Europe.
Denmark, Sweden.
Belgium.
Nope, nope. Beginning with I.
Iceland.
No, Jesus. Big one.
Italy.
Not at this World
Italy.
Cup. Yes, there you go. Yeah. Jack gets a point. The second one begins with S.
Serbia.
Also in Europe.
No.
Also Senegal.
In Europe. No.
Europe. Switzerland.
No. Come on, geographers.
God, how am I missing a country?
This is bad.
You're kind of missing two countries. Because if you say one, you'll get the other. That's a big clue.
Slovakia.
Yeah, Slovakia.
There you go, Jack. That's 2 points. Right, the other one is South America beginning with P.
Peru.
No. Yes, there you go. Sam gets a point. Right. Good. Jack, you've rather rescued yourself after your dodgy little start. Chris, you're languishing. Right. Which two teams, there are 2 points available for this, have won 2 World Cups?
France.
Uruguay.
Sam got one.
Italy.
Nope.
Spain.
Nope. South American again.
Argentina.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sam got both of them. Argentina and Uruguay.
I'm just guessing with really? One. Yeah. Uruguay I knew for sure. Yeah. When, like, the first two or three.
So Brazil have got 5, I think. Germany and Italy have 4. Is it? I think. Something like that.
I don't know.
But
England with 20.
Yeah, England with 20. Right. This is going to be fun. Okay. The 5 points available for this. Okay. I want you guys to name the last 5 Golden Boot winners.
Müller.
Yes.
Closer.
Yes. Chris got that.
Ronaldo.
Yes.
Which Ronaldo?
Big one.
Fat Ronaldo.
It's obviously Fat Ronaldo, yeah. I know he knows that. 2 more. From 98 and 2014.
Henry?
Nope. Maradona in 98.
I know, sorry, that was my bad.
Zidane, Trezeguet.
No. Come on, 2014, it's the most recent one.
Aguero?
No. Aguero, no, mate.
Did he not
Aguero,
play
no.
anyone?
Yeah, he did, he just wasn't.
Neymar?
No.
It wasn't Messi, was it?
No. He was, this isn't a question later. He was young player of the tournament. Didn't play against England on Tuesday.
Oh, James Rodriguez.
The 98 one was Davosuka. He got all his goals basically in one game. So yeah. I get that point. Not that I'm counting.
5 or 6.
He got 5 or 6, I think. Yeah. Right, this is going to be difficult. Yeah, I'd back you to get maybe one of these. Okay. Which players, there are 3 of them, have played in 5 separate World Cups?
Marquez for Mexico.
Yes. Well done, Jack.
Closer?
Nope. German, though. One of them.
Gerd Müller.
No, the other one is closer. Another Mexican. No, Sam's already said that.
Beckenbauer?
We've got one. Nope. Midfielder, the German. He's been in pretty much every shot that hasn't had... who's the FIFA president? He's always sat next to him for some reason in this tournament. I'm not sure why. He's probably high up in FIFA for some reason. It's Lothar Matthäus, right?
Oh, of course it is.
And then the other one is the Mexican goalkeeper Antonio Carabajal from 50 to 66. Yeah. So Lothar Matthäus was 82 to 98 and Rafael Marquez was 2002 to the current World Cup.
But for a
bonus point, this is the final question of the round, okay? Which player was selected in 5 World Cup squads but only played in 4? And he's only just retired from international football. Not only just, but recently retired.
No. Casillas?
No, but you're thinking on the right lines.
Oliver Kahn?
No, wrong line.
Wrong line.
Back. Go along the line in the other direction, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, Raul?
No. You're right with the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Buffon.
Buffon, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Jack, I'm afraid you got that just before
afraid.
Sam.
Afraid?
Even with the speed of light versus the speed of sound.
You deserve that one.
Yeah, okay, good. So, it's quite even. It's pleasingly even. Do I do a score update? Do we want a score update?
Scores on the
doors. Yeah,
scores on the doors. In stone cold last place with a miserable 4. Chris.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have selected you as my partner for this podcast, Chris.
I've got more than 4.
Nah, you got 3 in a row, but the rest were...
You had a lot of attempts.
What, I'd only got 1 before that?
Yeah, you'd only got 1 before that, and that was closer. Yeah. Don't worry, Chris, I'm a stern but fair Quizmaster. Okay, Sam, you're in second on 5 points and storming ahead on 7 is Jack.
God, I had a slow start as well.
Yeah, you picked up a lot of points quickly. Right. So this is the England round. So hopefully Sam can start clawing some points back. Chris, I'm hoping you can, and Jack, hopefully you're basically Irish. right. First question in the England round. Which player has made the most World Cup appearances for England?
Pete Shilton.
Yes, well done, Chris. See, that was a nice easy one. We just get easy ones to start with, and then I start wrecking you with the difficult ones. Okay. As it stands, who is England's highest goal scorer in World Cups? No.
Lineker.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, easy ones to start with. Okay. Which England player, other than Lineker, has scored 6 goals at a World Cup?
Kane.
Yes. Right. Okay. Which England player, or who is the only England player to have won Young Player of the Tournament?
Michael Owen,
well done, Sam. A point.
What is Mike?
Yeah, in 98, France 98, which is a bit surprising. Right, this is going to ruin you. What trophy have England won twice at the World Cup?
The Fair Play Award?
Oh, yes, Chris. Screw it, you're getting 2 points for that. Oh, no. Right, because you were so quick. Right, since USA 94, which two English defenders have made it into the team of the tournament?
Terry.
Yep.
Campbell.
In 2006. Yes. Wow. Who said that?
Well done. That was Simo.
Simo. Both of them were Simo. It sounded a lot like you, Chris. Right. Right. You should all get this. Who is the last Englishman to have taken part in a World Cup final?
The referee.
The last.
Clattenburg.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. It was...
English ref.
What's his name?
I said English man. I didn't say English ref.
That's what I was going to say.
Something Howard.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Come on. It's not something Howard. It's Howard something.
Howard Webb.
There you go. Sam got it.
Thanks for helping me.
Okay.
I get half a point for that. Okay. Surely.
I mean, surely should I as well?
No. I only accept the full answer and correct. Okay. Right. Right. Quick on the buzzers, please. Which three players have been sent off in a World Cup for England?
Rooney.
David Beckham won.
Yep. So Beckham and Rooney are gone. I'd be stunned if you got this one.
Terry Butcher.
What position?
Midfielder, I think.
David Platt.
No. It was in 86, so it's a little while ago. Versus Morocco, if that helps. Not that it does. He was, I think he was Chelsea assistant manager for a while.
Ray Clement.
No, Ray Wilkins.
Ray Wilkins. Yeah, there you go. Sam, oh,
rest in peace.
Well done for giving him Ray. Yes. Rest in peace, old Ray.
Right.
So it's all the same. Chris languishing again on 7 points, Jack on 12, and Sam on 9. Jack, you're going to do well to bottle it from here, but I back you because you're an Arsenal fan. Okay. Right.
So it's about French players then?
No. I back you to bottle it
because you're an Arsenal fan.
Right.
Tough subject.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Chris, I fully expect you to get this, okay? To the nearest 10,000, okay, you have one guess each, and whoever's closest wins, basically. To the nearest 10,000, what is the population of Iceland, the World Cup's smallest ever nation?
Who's going first?
Anyone, just say it.
280,000.
280 from Jack? Sam?
380.
380 from Sam?
500,000.
500. Chris, I'm so disappointed in you. Closest was Sam. It's 340,000. Oh. So, well done, Sam. I just thought you would have known that, Chris.
Went on a geography trip together Iceland.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the population wasn't quite the same back then, Jack. just to clarify, this is from the 2018 census.
I'm
pretty sure somebody in Iceland just went around and counted everyone. How long would that take? Like, a couple of days? Coventry's probably bigger. Okay, so this is all from the 2018 World Cup, if I hadn't reiterated that in the past. So it's a lot more current, so Sam, I'm unlucky about that. Which player ran the furthest up to the end of the last 16?
Yuri Zirkov.
No. Yeah, yeah. We'll let the other two have a guess and then I'll open it to the floor, okay?
I know my guess, I just don't know his name.
You know your guess, but you don't know his name.
French player, centre mid, like holding mid.
Oh, Kante.
Kante, yeah, Kante.
Okay, not Kante.
I feel like he has to be Russian. I want to say Golovkin.
Golovin?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you know, you weren't really allowed an answer, but no. That. Chris?
Scandinavians always work hard.
Yes. The whole of Scandinavia. Well done, Chris. Correct.
Yeah, a famous Scandinavian. Oh, Christian Eriksen.
Christian Eriksen. Well done.
Is it actually?
Yeah, that's correct. 51 kilometres up to the last 16. Somebody made a good point that, you know, a lot of it is jogging into positions, but a lot of Christian Eriksen's game is just moving small distances, but regularly. He does do a lot. He is a very hard worker, but at the same point, part of his role is being able to find holes and stuff. So it makes quite a bit of sense. But, you know, you'd have thought Kante would be high up there. And I just have the highest. I don't have any other stats. That's sure to change in the rest of the tournament. Anyway, which player completed the most passes up to the last 16, up to the end of the last 16?
Pique, Ramos. Pique?
No. Oh no, Chris, one guess.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I said Busquets, but
you said Sam says Busquets. No, still I didn't wrong. Even hear you. Okay. But no, it's still wrong. Correct country.
Correct country. Iniesta.
Yeah. No. Okay, Ramos. Now I open up to the floor.
Silva.
It was Ramos. Chris did say him. But for that blatant cheating, I'm going to give it to me. No one gets it.
What?
No, you've got to dish that out, man.
I need a point.
So either everyone gets a point or no one gets a point.
You need VAR.
We're going to give it VAR. Oh, Chris, you can have it, although you cheated.
No, he's going to overtake
I'm going to give now. You BOD. I'm not happy with that. Benefit of doubt. Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Can this be rescinded at the end of the game? Retrospective.
No. I'm the quizmaster. I will judge fairly, okay? To the nearest 1,000, this is going to be a set of options again. I won't make you just guess this randomly because that was really horrible last time. To the nearest 1,000, how many passes have completed in the entire World Cup up to the end of the last 16? 43,000, 45,000, 47,000, 49,000. Tight options.
45
from Sam.
43
from Chris.
What was C?
47.
I'll go 47.
I'll never put C twice.
No.
C the first time. Yeah, it's 43. Well done, Chris. Storming back with some points. One way to do this one. I've put it in a red font, so I know it's dubious. Okay, this is more geography, okay? And very specifically Russian geography, okay? Which team travelled the furthest in the group stages?
As in to get to the World Cup?
No. So from their base wherever they were to all their games in Russia. So their base in Russia to all the games. Who travelled the furthest?
Uruguay.
Germany.
So Sam said Russia, Chris said Germany, and Jack said Uruguay. No, none of those.
I said Japan, but I don't
know. Okay, you said Japan. Carry on guessing until you find the country. You've got 32, you've named 3, you've got 29
Brazil.
Left.
Brazil.
No.
Poland. Senegal.
No.
Colombia.
No.
Panama.
No.
Nigeria.
Belgium. Mexico.
Neither of those, no.
Sweden.
England.
South Korea.
No.
France.
Serbia.
This is
Switzerland.
Very hard.
Costa Rica.
I'll just say yes when I hear it.
Croatia.
Peru. Denmark. Australia. Morocco.
Panama.
Iran. Portugal.
Mexico.
Saudi Arabia. Egypt.
Yes! Egypt! Chris got Egypt.
Chris has got a line of teams in the World Cup in front of him, and he was just going down the list.
He definitely is.
You could have prepped.
True.
You could have prepped. You know,
I know what I'm doing.
I didn't say extra materials weren't allowed. That would have been helpful for a lot of this.
No.
I've actually missed out a question here. Okay, if you have got your extra stuff, put it away because it will ruin the next question. Okay.
Okay.
Which teams completed the group stages with 9 points? There are 3 points on offer.
Belgium.
Yes.
Uruguay.
They're both, you get that. Yes, Uruguay. Yeah.
Was there three?
One more. Well, do I get it?
Yeah, you do.
Croatia?
Yes. Oh, nice. Everyone got points. Everyone got points. Right. Okay. Which team has travelled the least in the group stages?
Russia.
No.
I mean, they're in Russia.
No, they're on their base. Everyone has a base.
England.
No.
Panama.
No. South America. Let's just
Uruguay,
narrow it down.
Mexico.
No.
Peru.
Colombia. Sam got the point. Okay. Right. Quickest to answer gets the point. Okay. I will say this point is somewhat important. Somewhat. Okay. I'm also going to add a couple of other questions just to ramp up the tension a bit. Okay. Which team is bringing the trophy home?
England.
We all get it. Yeah, well done. Okay. Right. The scores of the doors are pretty even. Okay. They're pretty bloody even. Okay.
The next answer is Harry Kane.
It's not Harry Kane. Okay. So this is
Jordan Pickford.
This is going to be a nearest two answer. Okay. Egypt. We all know they did a lot of travelling. Okay. How far did they travel?
Oh God.
I'll give it closest to. Give me to the nearest 100.
1,000 miles.
1,000 miles. What a ridiculous answer. You're out from answering the
you
rest of this.
Nearest 100,000.
Nearest 100. No, it's 100,000 miles. Right, we're off to the moon, lads. Big game coming up.
500,600.
So, Chris, how far did you say?
500.
Well, I said Jack was ridiculous for saying 1,000.
Are we saying cumulatively over the whole tour?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So, wait, who's the closest?
Does that include
Jack? Is the closest. Sorry, Jack. It was 7,316 miles. Okay. Oh,
that put me off you saying that. I thought he was going to be so big that
Russia's huge.
This is what I mean. You've got to get there first.
Birmingham and London are like 100 miles away. So think of Russia and think of how far the stadiums are apart. Right. With that in mind. Yeah, with that in mind, Colombia travel the least. How far did they travel?
1,500 miles.
1,500. Sam?
2,000.
Yeah, okay. And Chris?
1,000.
1,000. You're the closest. Right. So the scores are in. Just need to do some clicking for drama. Unfortunately, in last place, my esteemed colleague to the left of me, Mr. Samuel of House Barton, with 13 points.
Respectable,
yeah. 13 out of far more points. Less than half. Chris, 14 points. And Jack, with 16, is our winner today. Well done, Jack. So, Chris, you're hereby fired. Jack, welcome to the podcast. You're going to be here forever.
Brilliant.
And that's it. That's it for today's podcast. Thank you for coming, chaps. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, I look forward to having a drink with you when it comes home. Bye-bye, chaps.
It's coming home.
Bye-bye, chaps.
Bye.